Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's called The Wicked. And it's the story of a star reporter who loses his journalistic edge. And he attends the funeral of a Catholic priest in Jim Thorpe. But when he questions the priest's death, he quickly recovers his investigative skills to learn that this charming Pennsylvania tourist town, once the coal mining capital of the nation, I would have a beef with that, that Jim Thorpe has secrets so unimaginable. He finds himself in a deadly struggle for his new love, his life, and his very soul. And here he is, our man, Matt Birkbeck. Matt, welcome back to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Bob?
Well, I'm great. Love this book. It is a departure from what you'd been doing.
It is. It's actually, it is and it isn't, in that
there is a coin story involved, and we do talk about things like justice.
We sort of lost your sound quality there, Matt.
Which are issues I've touched in my nonfiction book.
Matt.
This is my first fiction book. It's something that I had actually first thought about back in my newspaper days at the Downtown Morning Call when I covered Jim Thorpe 20 years ago or so. And so it was an idea that was percolating in my head, and it kept percolating. And I always wanted to do fiction, and this is it.
Matt, if you could, go back to however you started the interview. We're having a hard time understanding your understanding you. Maybe you went on speaker or something.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah.
There we are. We're back.
Modern technology between the AirPods and my regular phone.
This is a work of fiction. I love the concept. I love the setting. Everything about it. How did you choose to come up with all of this? How did it come to you?
So I was actually explaining before my AirPods went out I had worked in Jim Thorpe. I don't know if you heard about that or not. When I was working as a newspaper reporter many years ago, I covered Jim Thorpe, which is a really fascinating town.
Yeah,
it's a great, a lot of people, folks in Northeastern PA are probably familiar with it. It's a remarkable tourist town, what they've done with it. But it's also got a really interesting history, the mining, and of course with the Molly Maguires, and what went on in the 1800s, and their prosecutions, and their ultimate executions, and whatnot. And I just came up, I wasn't thinking for many, many years, this idea was just percolating in my head, writing a book, a story that's based in Jim Thorpe. And, I've written 8 nonfiction books, and I never really had a chance to focus on this. My wife is actually the one that kept prodding me to do it. She loved the idea. And I actually started doing it in 2019 and then 2020. But then I got really busy, you know, first with the Billy D'Elia book. You know, I spent 2 years with Billy.
Yeah.
And then with my Netflix film, Girl in the Picture. So that came out in 2022. The Life We Chose came out in 2023. And then I thought I caught a break, and I had some time to finish this. But then I actually agreed to write another book that's coming out in January. It's on sports betting. It's called The Bookie.
Oh, is that overdue?
With the former...
That is
yeah,
timely.
But, yeah, it's actually very timely. It's really a great story. Yeah. It's Artman Terrace was the head of this sports books at Caesar's Palace and the Las Vegas Hilton and Station Casinos, you know, going back to the 1980s. And he just retired a couple of years ago. And he was looking for someone to work with on this book. And my agent asked me if I'd be interested. And initially I had my doubts in terms of, you know, co-writing. I did it once before and it was fine. The project was fine, but I wasn't really sure I wanted to do that again. I ended up doing it and that took another 2 years to do. And as I mentioned, that comes out in January. In any event, I was able to finish The Wicked and sneak it out before The Bookie comes out in January. So it was a labor of love. It was a passion project. It's something I'm very proud of. You know, I'm going to be in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday at the Barnes & Noble's at 1 o'clock.
Oh, neat.
Signing books.
What time?
What
times will you be
at? 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, I'll be there.
Isn't it great to go to a bookstore?
Yeah, it is. But you know what? I'm still not over the 1,000 people that showed up with Billy, you know, yeah, when we did that signing.
Yeah.
That was amazing. So I'm sure I'm not going to get 1,000 people. But, you know, I had a book signing there when The Quiet Town came out. We had a nice crowd there. So, you know, hopefully folks will be interested in this work. You know, I'll also be signing The Life We Chose and The Quiet Town. The folks still want to get copies of that.
Now,
so,
I'm sure it helped a great deal that not only were you familiar with Jim Thorpe as a Allentown Morning Call reporter, but you're familiar with reporters and investigative journalists and all of that. But it's still very difficult to write a novel. I mean, you are creating everything mostly out of whole cloth.
Yeah, it is. You know, my work in terms of my nonfiction books, I've always done narrative nonfiction. So basically, I'm working with a set of facts. Like whenever I've written a book, I always, and for folks who've read me, you'd probably be able to see this, I try to write it as if it's almost like a 2-hour movie.
Yeah,
with a really, you know, with an interesting opening, and then you know, we take you through a story, and then we come up at the end with an ending. But you know, you have, there are facts that you obviously have to work with, and you got to stick with those facts. And then the job is to make it all work. With fiction, as you just said, you're creating everything, and it has to work. You know, something that you might write early on, it has to come back into play later on. It has to, you know, there can't be any mistakes. You know, readers can't get 3/4 of the way into the book and go, wait a minute, that makes no sense. He just said this 3 chapters earlier, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was something that I, you know, obviously had to focus on. But I actually really enjoyed it. It was just great just sitting there. I didn't, you know, some fiction writers have storyboards up on walls and they write out their chapters and they do this and they do that. And I don't necessarily do that. It's, you know, I basically, in my head, I know where I want to go with it from the beginning, middle, and end. I might write down some factoids of my own that I want to get in there. I obviously did include, I did have to do a lot of research, particularly on the history of the region. It has a really rich history. A lot of folks don't know why it's named Jim Thorpe, which I explain in the book.
Which that's a funny story in and of itself. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But the way I was able to kind of work it into this particular story, I thought worked. And then it's actually, you know, it's a, homage to Jim Thorpe. The folks there have done, you know, it was in the one thing that really, I really noticed when I was covering that area is that the surrounding region was just so depressed. And we're talking about, you know, the old coal towns. And we're talking about Lansford, you know, all the way out to Tamaqua. And Jim Thorpe just stuck out like a sore thumb. It was just, it's just beautiful. It's like it's taken, you know, they took it out of the late 1800s and plopped it right here. Yeah. And just, you know, it's like you're walking into history. And so I thought it'd be a great setting for a story. It had the history to support it. You know, I came up with some characters. And yes, you have to write what you know,
yeah,
obviously. So the lead character is a reporter from Philadelphia. And he's the one we're following. And it's basically, it's his story. And, you know, this is a guy that's in need of some redemption. And he finds it in Jim Thorpe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We're talking with Matt Birkbeck. He's the author of The Wicked, his first novel, work of fiction, and it's set in Jim Thorpe, PA. Saturday, he's going to be at the Barnes & Noble in Wilkes-Barre for a book signing event at 1 o'clock. Matt, I'm telling you, this is a page-turner. And when you get into the quirks and the history, you've got to invent some of this. But it can't be completely invented. It has to have some roots in reality, and that had to be a difficult part of the work.
To a certain degree, particularly with the history. You know, for instance, with the Molly Maguires, you know, we do go back in history. You know, there was, without giving too much away about the book, there are some characters in the book. And then when you go back to 1877, for instance, there were 10 executions. Four of them occurred in Jim Thorpe. Six of them occurred in, was it Pottstown out there?
Mm-hmm.
I get it confused with the other one near Philly.
Pottstown.
In any event, yeah, Pottstown.
Pottstown, yeah. Which one? You know, yes. You confused me because you asked me.
Hey, no, because I always.
We played them
myself,
in football, and I'm forgetting.
Even though I wrote about it,
yeah,
but these were really big events in the 1800s.
Yeah.
I tried to stay true to the history of the region. I tried to stay true to the history of mining and to really show in detail the difficulties of mining, particularly amongst the Irish immigrants that came over and what they had to endure. I mean, it was brutal. You know, you've got folks coming over and ending up with jobs with jobs here, and they go into these coal mines, and there's one way in and one way out. Yeah. You know, the heads of the mine companies didn't care if they died or not. You know, they didn't want to go to the expense of building another exit for safety. So they were treated brutally. You know, everything they made, they had to pay back, you know, for their housing, for their food, for their clothes, for their mining tools. So it's also sort of a history lesson in terms of what was going on, and also kind of explores the reasons why they were so violent and how and why they actually fought back and the injustice that led up to their ultimate demise, you know, at the hands of the mining companies, in particular the president of one company and one railroad, Franklin Gowan. So, you know, I was able to get into the history and work that into the book. You know, ultimately, though, it's character driven, and it's a story of redemption, or at least trying to find redemption, and that's all the way around amongst all the characters, even though they're going in different directions. You know, it's ultimately a story about redemption, and then the one thing I was able to do with this book, which was my main goal, was to actually end it on the very last sentence. And the reason for that is that my first two books, A Deadly Secret in 2002, which was on Robert Durst, the
multimillionaire
heir to the Manhattan,
murderer.
Yes, serial killer who I covered for years, and I wrote about. That was my first book. He hadn't been prosecuted yet, so I didn't have an ending. And then I did A Beautiful Child in 2004, which ended up years later becoming my Netflix movie. And that was a heartbreaking story about a young girl who was kidnapped as a child and didn't know her true identity. And when I ended that book, readers were just completely frustrated. I used to get hate mail from readers. I mean, they loved the book, but they hated me for not finding out who she was. And so I spent, you know, years... You know, these were two projects. You know, as a reporter, you generally continue to work on a story until the story is done, and then you move on. In this case, I stayed with both the Durst story and the Beautiful Child story, and with the help of the FBI and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, we were able to find her true identity in 2014, which led to my next book, Finding Sharon, which wrapped it all up. But I didn't have an ending. And I know it's frustrating for readers when they invest so much time and effort to read a book, and they wanted a real satisfying ending. And that was my goal with The Wicked.
You
too,
provided
in
yeah.
that.
Matt Birkbeck
yeah,
is
I
our,
wanted to,
yeah. Matt Birkbeck is our guest. He's the author of The Wicked, his first nonfiction or first fiction novel. Just a great read, set in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. About a reporter and about the history of that area and that town, Mao Chunk. And he's Saturday. He'll be at the Barnes & Noble in Wilkes-Barre for book signing and discussion of the book. Somebody texted in, Matt, not sure if you're aware of this. They said, not many people know, but there's a large underground stream that runs through a tunnel through the middle of Jim Thorpe. It runs under West Broadway and the Lehigh Coal and Navigation Building and discharges into the Lehigh River. I had to walk it from bottom to top as part of my job. We found many side tunnels and a glass floor looking down into the stream from one of the buildings. We could also hear people talking on the street above through the storm drains. Quite eerie.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, so Jim Thorpe has its secrets. Even from you, it's fascinating and
yep.
great place to set a novel. It really is.
Just the sites, the different you know, you got the prison there, you got the hotel, you know, of course you got on the other side of town across the river, you got that great church there, which is where the story starts with a murder. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, there are many great sites. In Jim Thorpe. Of course, there's the Molly Maguire's restaurant and tavern.
Now, Matt, is there more you could, I guess, capsulize the book for us? It is about a journalist who sort of lost his fastball through become fame and fortune. And he comes and gets involved in this mystery in Jim Thorpe, PA. Tell us just a little bit more about that. Flesh it out just a bit.
So just getting back to what we talked about earlier, I kind of wrote what I know, and that is I've covered, I do a lot of investigative reporting, but I also cover a lot of crime stories. And so the book starts with a murder of a Catholic priest in Jim Thorpe, who's found hanging above the altar. And everyone believes he committed suicide. And a family friend who happens to be a famous newspaper reporter, journalist from Philadelphia, comes to attend his funeral. Now, he's kind of lost himself. He was at one point in time a great journalist who wrote some really deep, insightful pieces, and now basically let schlock, just, you know, has a big contract, makes a lot of money, just, you know, continues to live this high-end lifestyle. He kind of lost his way as a journalist and in life. But he comes to Jim Thorpe to attend his funeral. He starts meeting these interesting people, and he starts questioning the priest, who's also a family friend, his murder. And the more he digs in, the more he finds. And the more he digs in, it alerts other people within Jim Thorpe as to what he's doing. And that's where and that's how the story continues on. So, it's, like I said, it's a murder mystery. It's historical in terms of digging into Jim Thorpe. And then, of course, it's also a story, it's a story of injustice, too, in terms of what happened to folks there years earlier, particularly when it was, I never knew this, but Jim Thorpe was the mining capital of the country back in the 1800s. I mean, that's how much coal was going through there to, Philadelphia. And then it hit some really depressed times. And then, of course, they made that name change in the early 1950s. And then from there, it took time, but from there, it took years, but it progressed to being this beautiful town. So
A lot of people writing into me asking, how do you spell Matt's name? It's B-I-R-K. B-E-A-C-K, Birkbeck, okay? So you guys know to find the book. It's The Wicked by Matt Birkbeck. That is one of the great things. I love your writing style, but I love how you approach all of your subjects, that it's got a beginning, a middle, and an end, and you're looking at it with the hope that people are seeing basically a 2-hour movie. And I really love how that comes across. It was a page turner. You didn't want to put it down. I think people are going to enjoy, if they have the opportunity, to come see you at Barnes & Noble in Wilkes-Barre Saturday. 1:00, Matt Birkbeck will be there to sign books and talk about the book and all of that stuff. We thank you for coming on, Matt. Always a pleasure. Look forward to your next novel. And maybe we'll have to have you call in one more time for at least a couple of minutes to remind people about this stop at the Barnes & Noble.
We could do that, and we'll also get you a copy of The Bookie, which comes out in January.
Because I've finished this book so quickly, I can't wait for the next one. So I'm excited to hear there's one coming out soon. That's great.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, Matt Birkbeck, The Wicked. He'll be at Barnes & Noble Saturday, 1:00 in Wilkes-Barre.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.